All right. So compassion is the word of the day. I've been seeing a lot of bad treatment of other people online lately. It seems like people out here are getting so ruthless. So let's talk about compassion for a second. Studies have shown that self-compassion has lots of benefits, including reducing self-criticism, lowering stress hormones like cortisol, increasing self-encouragement, and other aspects of resilience. It makes you kinder to others as well when you're kind to yourself. Some of us think we can berate ourselves enough to change something we don't like about ourselves. I will admit, I'm guilty of that. Self-criticism, though, that just leads to more self-defeating emotions in the face of failure, like I couldn't even do this, or I failed at this again, or I don't deserve good things. People with higher self-compassion are more likely to improve their performance after failure. By remaining calm and understanding in the face of rejection or failure or criticism, we can develop level-headedness. We can develop strength, emotional stability that allows us to have higher well-being, be more productive and successful, and not give up on ourselves after we fail. Instead of berating yourself, you come from a place of understanding and compassion for yourself. Somebody who talks lovingly to themselves excels in speaking loving words to others. And the opposite is true. If you verbally beat yourself up as a habit, you tend to be negative towards other people as well. And that might be what we're seeing. People, you know, who have a lot of, who are hard on themselves or tend to be harder on other people. So if you want to be more positive, start with being kind to yourself. We're going to show a little love today, whether directed inward in the form of self-compassion or outward in the form of forgiveness or understanding. Love conquers all. If you aren't seeing it in the world, you can be that in the world today.
So the word of the day is
compassion.
Compassion. There you go.